CITR 101.9.
CITR 101.9 FM.
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 CITR, Voices of UBC.
The pier, then downtown, up the Ave, then East Main, back to Midtown. With one eye out for cars and one for sketchy massage parlors.
It's been 1 week since we last talked.
Wonder if I should call her. Caught me in the taqueria reading Peter Pan. I feel less lonely here, even if they don't understand me. When I ask for no Savoya, cause it upsets my stomach.
There's a ghost that haunts my house at dinner.
And here I'm hiding from it. Caught me in La Tapatia reading Treasure Island. It hasn't sunk in yet, but when it does, it will be violent. But if Jim Hawkins and loyalists can fight off mutineers, maybe I can get over this in the next 6 or 7 years. Met up with no flood at the point of small but offshore day. The sign says be back in 15, which means you're gonna have to pay. And as we're zipping up, I went to TS, are you doing okay? And I know the response that I should give. How are our lives, and they're so good. But if you ask me to complain, I tell you
there's one big thing I'm missing, baby. Yeah, I'm coming home. Are you? Have you been missing me at all? Do you feel sorry for me? When there's a perfect life, so why would you just go and away like?
This was an art comedy, I'd find it pretty funny to end up lost and broke on the wrong side of my 20s. Now suddenly I'm shameless and can get myself to rally. I went solo to the fair to see Sublime with Frankie Valli.
When I get home, I bum a smoke on my Kentucky neighbors. They feed me a bunch of tequila, tell me who on the block are tweakers.
They ask me where my girlfriend's been and when will I propose. I shrug and tell them work trip and well, who fucking knows. This is my life without her, and yes, there are some benefits. I do a lot more yard work, and I make a lot of artwork, and I randomly now fall. And I feel like I'm less sensitive. Hey, maybe I'm less sensitive. See, I'm making the best of this. Met up with 30 at the dredge on a big and soupy day. In the morning, Murray lay her water, silver sky was gray as we rode the river along the jetty. He asked, are you doing okay? I said, Jesus, you guys are really worried about me. I'm fine. These things take time. This thing shall pass or something like that.
You just heard Punk with an X by Walter Etc., and that is his new single that he just released. He used to be under the band name Walter Mitty and his makeshift orchestra, but I think they probably got sued or something for stealing the Walter Mitty name from the movie, so now he's just Walter Etc. But yeah, that's a really great new song. It's coming from the new album he's planning to release, I think, at the end of March, which I'm very excited about. Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm coming to you live today from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. My name is Sarah, and this show is called Feeling Sounds, and it's basically a show where I play music, talk about how it makes me feel, and then I interview artists that I really like the music of. And today I have a special guest with me, Hoodie Browns.
Hey, 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 how's it going?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm really confused that I'm awake before noon, but like, this is great.
Awesome. I'm glad that you woke up this morning.
Yeah, me too. I was really worried that I would sleep through my alarm, but success today. Success.
Yeah. So, you make, like, what genre would you describe your music as?
That's really hard. I, like, hate genres so much, okay. Actually. Well, it's not that I hate them. It's just I'm really bad at classifying because I take words and I kind of use my own meaning of them. So it's not always aligned with what people would say a genre is. So I guess, like, I would say, like, kind of like a lo-fi, like, singer-songwriter type of thing. But then also, like, I make beats, too. So okay. That's the confusing thing. So it's, like, kind of, like, I like R&B soul, like, kind of situation.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's good. It's just, like, a good combination of different things.
Yeah, I think it's just, like, my music is just influenced by so many different genres that, like, there's obviously going to be overlap in a bunch of things, but I don't know. I think it's, for me, I just leave it up to whoever is listening to determine what they think the genre is.
Right, for sure. So when you write songs, you said that you do, like, beats and then also, like, singer-songwriter type stuff.
Yeah.
Like, what is the process like for those different, because they're obviously very different styles of music. Like, how do you, when you sit down and you're like, I'm going to write a song today, how do you know, like, how it's going to turn out? Or do you kind of just, like, go with it?
Yeah, I kind of just go with the flow. Usually, I'm, like, if I'm writing a song, it's because I'm, like, feeling a lot, and I'm just trying to get those feelings off my chest, and I, like, feel like somebody wronged me or some weird situation. And so, like, I usually, like, sit down with my guitar, and even if I'm making a beat, I usually start out just, like, guitar and writing stuff down.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and, like, one of the songs that, like, I made a beat for and put out, Neighborhood Stranger, like, yeah, I just started out on the guitar, and I was like, no, I want to, like, really punch it in with a beat, and so I worked on the beat after writing the entire song. So, like,
okay,
it really depends, because sometimes I also just have beats just sitting there, and I'm like, oh, I could write a song over this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm kind of still figuring out my process, actually.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So you just mentioned Neighborhood Stranger. Do you want to go right into that one and listen to it?
Yeah, sure.
Cool. Do you want to, like, briefly introduce what it's about, maybe, first?
Yeah, I had sex with my neighbor.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, that happened. We, like, met on Tinder. Well, matched on Tinder, and we're like, oh, ha, 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 this is funny. Like, we're neighbors. Let's get to know each other. And then, yeah, sex happened. And then I was like, more? Do you want to? And he's like, yeah, but then was, like, playing all these games.
Oh.
And, like, we would literally play, like, Mario Kart. Like, we were playing games.
Like,
he was playing mind games and we were playing, like, literal games.
You're
as
right.
Well. So it was, like, yeah. So I was just, like, really frustrated. And one day, like, he, like, I don't know, he wanted to hang out. And then he, like, played Mario Kart, ripped a bowl, and then left. And I was, like, this man's making me so mad.
Yeah.
To write about this right now.
That's so, especially hard when it's your neighbor, because then it's like when things end awkwardly, it's like you have to see them all the time.
Yeah, it's funny though, because we're like, we're good friends now. Like,
oh, okay.
We've kind of squashed all of that, and like I told him and I showed him the song, actually.
Oh my god. What did he say?
Well, we were both very drunk at the time, so he was like, yeah, it's good. It's good. Good stuff. I'm like, yeah, I bet you didn't listen to the lyrics, but that's okay.
Yeah,
continue to just do you, man. Do
oh
you.
My god, that's hilarious.
Yeah,
that's a good story.
Yeah, a lot of them have very interesting songs.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear them. Okay, let's listen to this one. So this is Neighborhood Stranger by Hoodie Browns.
Ooh.
Just wasting our time. way I stay, playing our games after the races, but we don't cross finish lines. You can't think straight without a line, but two more balls will send you flying. I'll be all for you, so you stay out of my bed. Why did you only fuck me in my head? Neighborly stranger, help me make my bed, but won't lay in it. Let me some sugar. Make love so sweet, I think that I'll be sick. I got no patience, and you got no time, so let's get on with it. Let me some sugar, leave a bit of taste in my mouth when you're in.
That was Neighborhood Stranger by Hoodie Browns, and we're going to hear a really quick ad, and then we'll be right back with our interview.
Hey there. My name is Callum Ng, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We are an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
Your cell phone already has an FM receiver chip installed in it, but major Canadian telecommunication and mobile companies have blocked access to this free system to listen to the radio in favor of charging for data streaming. With access to the FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
You're wasting me precious carbon dioxide. I'm pumping it into the atmosphere, boy. Thanks to global warming, the temperature will soon go through the roof, and then we'll have an endless summer.
Why do you want an endless summer, Mr. Krabs?
So I can open me latest money-making venture, the Krusty Pool.
The endless summer does sound fun.
And profitable.
Fun and profitable. Big business does it again.
Unfortunately, for those of us who aren't talking sponges, climate change isn't quite as fun. Luckily, there are many easy ways for students to conserve energy.
If chargers for cell phones, cameras, and laptops are left plugged in, they continue to draw electricity even when not connected to the device. This phantom load can be avoided by unplugging electronics and chargers after use. A more convenient option is to hook electronics up to a power bar, which can be switched off after use.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
All right, that was some nice SpongeBob action going on right there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, okay, so I'm in the studio here with Hoodie Browns right now. We're just chatting about her music. So the song we just heard, Neighborhood Stranger, had some really cool, like, synth. I don't even know what that's called, but, like, they're like, wee.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you do that? Like, what do you make your music on?
I use Ableton. My housemate, Sebastian, kind of got me into, like, producing music. Like, really, like, if it wasn't for him, I don't know where I'd be. Like, I have his audio interface right now. And he was like, if you really, like, if you're trying to make, like, good beats, you're going to do Ableton. And I'm like, all right. Like, I was using GarageBand, like,
oh, yeah.
Okay. I guess I should. I guess if I want to be a producer, I should do more.
Yeah, so yeah.
I started there, and, like, it took a long, long time for me to, like, get adjusted. Well, like for me, a long time. I'm just very impatient. It took me like 6 to 9 months or something for me to like get kind of comfortable with it. And then I started getting plugins, and there's like, I think it's, what's it called? Tal Uno X or whatever. But I forgot the name of the plugin, but it's like a really cool like sine wave plugin where you can like, yeah, you can emulate just a synth. But there's a bunch of presets, and I think this one was like, I think it was a Mellotron preset. Not a Mellotron preset. It was a Rhodes preset, but it was just like, I just like messed with the settings so much. And yeah, I just love like a slidey.
Yeah.
A slidey kind of synth.
Yeah. Like, it's really mellow. It like takes you along with the sliding, you know?
Yeah. Just like, I'm just very much about like chill sounds that kind of like make you like kind of sink into your seat a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But just, I don't know how to describe it. It's just like sounds are so important to me. And so like, even if it's like the same notes, just like how it's carried, just like that makes like worlds of a difference.
Yeah, like the timbre or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's like, it's kind of like the way that the sound is almost like a performance within itself, like how it's performing the notes that you have given it.
Yeah.
So
I like that. I've never heard it described that way, but I like that.
I kind of just made that up on the spot, but
hey, well, it sounded pretty good.
I'm proud of that one. I'm gonna keep that one.
Yeah, no, that's super cool, because like, you know, my show's called Feeling Sounds. The whole mm-hmm. theme of it is like, how can different songs make me feel different ways? And I like to like really explore that. So I guess my next question to you is like, how does Neighborhood Stranger make you feel like when you listen to it?
It kind of makes me, it's weird, like kind of like, it's like a waterbed kind of situation.
Oh.
Like, it's wavy and like, but I don't want to sit still. Like I kind of just like, I want to sway a little bit. And yeah, it feels like I'm kind of on a waterbed. It's like just, it's like gentle motion, but I'm still relaxing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's a beautiful description. I love
Thank
that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cool. Okay, so do you want to maybe go into the next song, Retrograde 0.1?
Yeah, it's the 0.1. I guess it gives me a little bit sense of relief if I put like a 0.1 or like a demo. So I'm like, this isn't a finished product. Everyone, please understand. This is just like what I'm doing right now, and like I'm gonna make it better. But I don't know. Maybe this will be just like the only version. But I was in like a long distance relationship for like 3 years. Well, 2 out of the 3 years was long distance, and I was just getting really fed up, and like
just with the distance.
Yeah. And so I think I like listened to some song, and this dude said he was Mercury retrograde, and I'm like, whoa, that's trippy. Like, that's lit. And then I was like, well, when you think about retrograde, like it's like you're still going like forwards, but it's appears that you're moving backwards,
right?
And I'm like, wow, that's symbolic. And then like it did, like it felt like we're like in the hook, I said like we're running in circles, but why does it feel like I'm like still moving backwards? Because like it's just cycles and cycles, and it's like we're just doing this thing again and again. We like talk about when we're gonna see each other again, or when we're gonna like eventually live in the same spot, but that never happens.
Right.
And like, why does everything like, yeah, I'm like with someone, but why does it feel like I'm so alone all the time?
Yeah.
So it was just kind of like an exploration of that.
Cool.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. So when you write music, it seems like you put a lot of thought into the lyrics. Yeah. Is that like the main, like you're like, okay, lyrics is like what I'm gonna focus on, and then everything else kind of comes together?
Like in lyrics, I have to put the most thought into, I think. Like, I think I'm lucky that just like, I don't know, music always, and notes and melodies just always kind of came to my head. And I think for a long time it felt, because it was too easy, I felt like I was already like singing other people's stuff.
Oh, I get that sometimes, yeah.
And it just sounds so familiar that you're like, oh, yeah, totally, this has already been done. And then you realize that, nah, this is just, like, such a comfort, like, a comfortable place that...
Like, it's the right melody.
Exactly. Yeah. And so it already sounds like a song because it is a song because it's your song. But, yeah, for a long time it took me... I didn't realize that that was me coming up with my own stuff. So once I did, like, it's a lot easier to just, like, come up with the words, and then the melodies kind of just, they just show up, like, but I care, like, both are very, very important.
Yeah.
The sound, like, it's, once again, like, how those words are performed.
For sure.
Like, it, and, like, sometimes, like, a run or, like, a certain, emphasis can just, like, just make the words hit just, like, so much more.
Yeah.
So,
cool.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. Okay, so let's listen to Retrograde Point One by Hoodie Browns. Here goes. Spinning, spinning, vicious cycles, the hottest. That was Retrograde Point One by Hoodie Browns, and I have her in the studio with me right now.
Yo, yo, yo.
So I liked how that song had like a little, it was very lo-fi, like the vocals were, it sounded like they were in another room, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, why'd you decide to do it like that?
I really like reverb, just like a lot.
Yeah.
That was back in the day when I was recording on GarageBand, because I didn't know how to record on Ableton correctly.
Okay.
And so they have this thing on GarageBand for guitars where like you can like emulate pedals. And I got into this thing where I just started using those pedals on my voice.
Oh, cool.
Because basically any audio input, they treat it the same and you have the option to use the pedals. And I was like, let's see how this goes. And I think, yeah, I found like an echo pedal or like some sort of chorus pedal. I think I stacked like two or three random pedals on there. And like, I just, yeah, it's so cool to just have it kind of as like this other instrument that's like in a different space.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
And yeah, it's Probably because, like, I smoke a lot of weed. I just like the haze of it all.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, like, kind of being spacey and spaced out. And that song very much, like, gave, like, retrograde, like, spacey. Like, yeah, just kind of in space. I said space so much. Oh, my Lord. Ethereal, just like, I don't know, like in the, yeah.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. It definitely works for that song.
Thanks.
Because like retrograde is like Mercury or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love astrology. I love it.
Yeah? What's your sign?
I'm a Gemini.
Oh, you sound to be ashamed of that.
Well, I was taught to be ashamed of
it. Oh my God.
But no, I'm actually proud of it because, like, you know, I'm all over the place, but at the same time, it helps me gain perspectives and like I relate to people a lot. Like I can connect with a lot of people, so that's pretty cool. But also, it's like I'm just really sick and tired of being this inconsistent all the time.
Damn it, me!
It's like, damn it! Why can't you just like feel the same thing for like 5 minutes? That would be great.
Right.
Just like, especially just in social situations, it would do me a lot better. But
yeah,
yeah. What can you do? You gotta live with it, right?
Right, right. What do you mean by in social situations, especially?
It's just like I just. Like, I lose track of of conversation, of,
oh,
like,
okay.
What I'm feeling. Just, like, I'm all over the place. Like, I think of, I would just be talking, and then I think of something that's related to that thing, and then I just, boom, jump to that thing.
Oh, yeah. And it's then, like, what was the story I was trying to tell?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just, like, where did this start? And so often, like, I find myself, like, retracing my steps in this sense of conversation. It's like,
yeah.
Bro, like, why can't you just, like, stay on topic?
Right, right.
But, yeah, it is what it is.
It makes for interesting conversation.
It does. The conversation never ends, which is a good and bad thing,
yeah.
I suppose. When I have to get things done, it's not necessarily the greatest.
Yeah.
I'm very good at avoiding what I need to do that way.
Right, right. So I'm an Aquarius. What do you think you can tell me about me, and I'll tell you if you're right or not.
Oh, my gosh. You're an Aquarius. I love Aquariuses. My brother's an Aquarius.
Okay.
Aquariuses are also air signs. So, like, Libra, Aquarius, and Gemini are all air signs.
Okay.
So you're, like, very into, like, creative stuff, obviously.
Yeah.
You kind of, like, setting yourself apart from, like, the crowd.
Okay. That's probably true.
What else about Aquarius? Yeah, just, like, very much, like, creative energy. Kind of just, like, very different.
Okay.
Like, just like weird interest, but like I wouldn't even call it weird just because like I also like find myself as weird, but weird isn't even bad. Like
weird is a great,
yeah,
thing. That's like a compliment.
Yeah, it's just like you just like weird, like just stuff that people don't normally turn to.
Yeah,
that's kind of like what an Aquarius is about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm not like super knowledgeable about astrology. It's just like certain things make a lot of sense. And I don't know. I just don't like believing in things.
What do you mean you don't like believing in things?
I'm easily disappointed.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
So, like, having, like some people, like, I would say have astrology as, like, their belief system for, like, how the world works. And it's like, no, I don't think that's necessarily how the world works.
Yeah.
But it does help me gain a little bit more of an insight, because some things just, some things make sense and you just can't deny it.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Also, it's fun to, like, introspect and, like, I don't know, I guess, like, not introspect, but, like, do the same thing, but on your friends, kind of.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Like, it just, I'm very much a fan of studying human behavior, but obviously, like, I don't want to do it in an actual academic sense. So, astrology is just, like, a way of, I guess, studying human behavior. And yeah, and just, like, looking into those parts. And just, it encourages introspection for a lot of people, which is, like, really cool. It's just, like, just certain things, though. Like, some people, it's like, no, it's not your, like, Pisces moon. It's just you're a dickhead. Like, like, or, like, you just need to go to therapy.
Yeah.
Like, it's just certain things. It's like, you,
like, you can't use it as an excuse.
But,
exactly. Like, if you want to use it to explain some stuff to yourself, like, that's cool. But don't be like, sorry, I'm a Gemini, I can't help it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, I have bipolar, but I'm not going to be like, well, I'm a Gemini, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
And that means when I pop off, you just got to deal with this. Like, no. If I'm having a manic episode, I need to deal with that on its own.
Yeah, like, I'm still taking responsibility.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But, and yeah, you just can't use it as a crutch. Everything, like, if you can use it as a tool to, like, better your life, I'm very much about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So when we were off air a little while ago, we were listening to Retrograde Point One. You mentioned that you have a project that you've been working on for a while.
Yes.
And I'm curious about what that is.
So I get, like, it started off as kind of like a big album concept thing, but then it winded down to about 6 songs. And it's called Call Don't Text, and it's just because it's mainly about my relationship. That relationship that I had, like, the long distance one, I spent a lot of time processing those feelings and just, like, trying to figure out what the hell I was doing there, because it was a very big, like, turning point in my life, like, a year and a half ago. So I realized I wrote a lot about it, and then I realized also that it kind of, like, showed the progression of my relationship. It's in the works.
Okay.
It's in the works, and it, hopefully will, like, be out soon. I really just don't know how much to say about it, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's exciting that there's, like, a project in the relatively near future, right?
Yeah. Hopefully it'll be, I'm trying to make it more of, like, kind of like a movie situation, but not, like, actually. Like, it just kind of, you go through your acts and stuff like that. I'm very much a fan of rappers with, like, skits on their albums.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Kendrick, obviously,
right.
Kanye. Like, Late Registration's my favorite Kanye album. And, like, the Broke Five Brokes, like, sketches. It just, like, it... And that through line through the entire album, it's kind of, it's like a song, but in how it rises and has an arc and all of that.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do the same, but
that's really cool.
It's hard when I don't really know what I'm doing.
Yeah. No, but it's good to have, like, a concept in mind, and then I'm sure it'll follow. It'll work out, right?
Yeah, I'm excited to continue to work on it. I have a lot of I've met a lot of cool people that are helping me out. So yeah, it should hopefully pick up the pace and not take another year and a half.
Awesome. Cool. Okay, do you want to go into another song, No Prescription, featuring Lola?
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. So Retrograde is part of like this like another project, but like No Prescription is I think the first song on Call Don't Text, and it's like, oh my god, I was so in love. It was crazy. It was just like everything was good.
Yeah.
At that point. And then when I recorded it, my friend Lola was in town, and she like has such a beautiful voice, and she just never really recorded stuff. So I like forced her to come down. I was like, you're gonna come down, you're gonna help me with this right now. And so her voice is like doing like the little stuff in the beginning and throughout. So
cool. So this is like a love song then?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was you could tell by the lyrics is like that I was very happy.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. I'm excited to hear it. Okay, so this is No Prescription by Hoodie Browns featuring Lola.
Yes, featuring Lola.
That was No Prescription featuring Lola by Hoodie Browns. I like that one. So were you doing all of the like main vocal part and then she was just doing like the background stuff?
Yeah, so like the like ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was her. And then yeah, the rest was me and like the guitar and stuff. Once again, back in the day when I recorded on GarageBand.
Yeah, it was nice and mellow. I really liked that one.
Yeah, thanks. That one I originally, like, I think I did that one on the keyboard. Because, like, I started out, like, musically, just, like, I played pianos from the age of 4. So, like, piano's kind of, like, ingrained to me.
But okay.
It's easier to write songs on guitar just because, like, you can just think, I think of guitar more in chord patterns, but with piano, like, I can't do that because the classical bit was so
okay,
drilled
yeah.
into me.
Yeah.
But
I'm kind of the same way. Like, mm-hmm. I used to write a lot of songs on piano, but I found that they were all kind of sounding the same because it's just like, I don't know. I guess it's just like, when you can look at it all like laid out there on the keyboard, you're like, yeah. Well, obviously this goes to this chord, but then it's like, that's the exact same thing I did last time.
Exactly.
You know?
That's yeah. true. And like with, I don't know, with guitar, I don't know what it is. It just, maybe just my way of thinking that just changes so that I'm able to do so much more with it. And also just like with the chord like patterns, like if you're doing like a bar chord, and then you can like just like take a finger off and that'd be like a seventh. And then that just like makes it, it just gives that.
You're like,
much
ooh.
More.
Yeah,
like seventh chords just like adds so much suspense and it's like, ooh.
Yeah.
Where's it going? Where's
yeah,
it going?
Yeah.
Like it just really builds that anticipation. So I love it. So like it's so much easier to have those kind of chords on guitar, in my opinion, than on piano. But I want to like be on like my Tyler the Creator shit and I like. And, like, really, like, get into those piano chords.
Because, yeah,
like,
yeah.
that man is, like, crazy with the jazz chords.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I want that so bad.
So you said that you've played piano since you were 4. Was yeah. your family, like, did they, like, influence you into music? Like, do they play at all? Or was it kind of like you wanted to do it?
My parents thought that piano would help my brain develop for more useful things.
Okay.
So, like, actually, when I was 4, my parents, they put me into both ballet and piano. And at the end of, like, the year, my mom was like, you gotta choose. And I was like, ballet, duh. What do you mean? Like, I wanna dance.
Yeah.
What the hell? This piano is just difficult. I'm not great at it. Like, this is hard. I have to curl my fingers. What you mean? Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I have to practice? Like,
oh
no.
God.
Like, it's like dancing. Like, that ain't practice.
Yeah,
I can do that whenever I want. But then my mom was like, no, wrong answer, piano.
Wrong.
Yeah, fully. Like, at the age of 4, she was like, no. She gave me a choice, was like, actually, no, you don't have a choice because you chose the wrong thing. So I continued with piano and... Like, I just, I came to love it at some point. And, yeah, I was doing that conservatory stuff. And then I just started picking up the instruments. Like, I think ukulele around the same time as trumpet and then guitar. And then, like, once I figured out how to do the guitar, I was like, oh, let's try the bass. I'm not good at the bass, so I stopped that one.
Okay. Wait, like upright bass or bass guitar?
Bass guitar.
Okay.
I've wanted to play the cello since I don't even know when. Like, there's certain instruments that I will play. I swear to God, I will play in my lifetime. I need to.
Yeah.
Like, cello's one of them. Alto and tenor sax are the other two.
Cool.
Like, stunning. And also because like if I can play the sax then I can also play like the clarinet and I think the flute, correct me if I'm wrong, woodwind players, but but I just, yeah, there's so many cool keys and it's like, oh, all the cool finger stuff. It's
yeah,
just, it's so lit. Oh my gosh,
that's awesome.
Yeah, my parents don't play any instruments though.
Okay.
My mom actually started piano lessons a couple years ago.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
And how is she taking to it?
She's apparently her teacher says that she's like very quick with the learning and she's like, she's pretty good. Her just like, I got her a metronome. That's all.
That's cute.
I love it. It's just, yeah, it's just funny like seeing these things that I was going through when I was a kid, just like my mom like reliving them, being like, I get why you were frustrated about this and this. I'm like, yeah, now you see it now, huh?
Yeah,
mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm, I get that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, mom, okay.
Yeah, now when it's too late, now you get it, now, huh? Now that I'm already adolescent.
Yeah, yeah.
Been out for years and years. Oh, thank you so much. But I guess it's like, it's better than no apology at all, right?
Right, right.
Some sort of recognition, better yeah. like than never.
Yeah. So I was stalking your Instagram last night, as one does. And I found this post you made, and it says, the caption is, my friends got talent, and then it's like, thank you to your friend Kate. And then you say, fun fact, Kate's studio is in the same building as the place where I had the most awkward job interview of all time. And I really want to know what that job interview was.
Yeah, so... in 2018, I was like, screw this school shit. I'm going to get a 9-to-5. I'm going to work on music. And so I started just applying to a bunch of law firms for like a receptionist position or like an admin clerk position. And then in this one, it was like in like, I think like an immigration law something. And I thought like, cool, I'm a child of immigrants. Let's go.
Okay, cool.
Like that was, I was like, that's basically all I really need to know. Like I did some research and all that, but I was trying so hard just to like get this job. And I just kept repeating that like I wanted to like be empathetic or something like that. And it's like, bro, you're a receptionist. Like, you don't need to like be like super like, it's not like what they just want you to be able to like do your job well.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
don't. And I just kept repeating the same stuff again and again. I like actually feel like I just shut it out of my brain because it was so awkward. And every time I think about it, it just like, I'm like,
oh,
like, it was so bad. But yeah, the entire time, like I could just tell on her face that like I was fucking up so much. Like she was just.
We all have regrets.
I'm literally like getting like chills thinking about it because like it was so bad. Yeah. Oh man.
It's in the past, right?
Yeah, it's in the past. Yeah. And it was an experience. And, like, every time I walk past that building, I'm like...
There it is.
You.
That's so funny. All right, so we have about 10 minutes left of the Ooh. Show. It's just flying by. But we have 4 songs, so I don't think we're going to have time to listen to all of them.
True.
So I'm going to tell you which ones we have left, and then you can let me know which ones you want to prioritize.
Gasp.
So we have O29, we have Stay Inside, we have I Almost Texted My Ex, but I Didn't, and I Am Quite Proud, and we have Spinach Demo.
What would be good? I think, oh, okay, so O29, probably, and also the X one. I
okay.
feel like would be the like priorities.
Okay, sweet. Do you want to introduce OH29?
Yeah. Well, this one's a little sad. Yeah, my friend passed away in October 2018.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it sucks, but like, you know, that was like the first like death in like my present life. Like,
yeah.
You know, like there's like people, it's like, well, I used to know this person and they passed away, and it's like, but they're like they're not, like, they're kind of, like, far removed from your life, and it's not really something that affects your day-to-day.
Yeah.
And with, yeah, when Ollie passed, like, that was, like, so confusing, because it's like, well, we were supposed to hang out, like.
Yeah.
Like, he was going to come back from traveling, and we're all going to, like, chill and have beers again. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's, and, like, seeing, like, still seeing like old texts from him and stuff like that. And like there is like a certain song by this band, I'm gonna butcher the name, Feng Suave or whatever, called Honey There's No Time. And that was like the last time I saw him, like we were listening to that song basically on repeat. So that song was always like very relevant. Like that, I just related that song to him the entire time. And then so when he passed, it was very ironic to me because I was like, oh, we do have no time.
Oh.
But So then I say, like, somewhere in the song, I'm like, honey, we've run out of time because, yeah, he's no longer with us. But it, like, it really was, like, a form of healing for me.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it, like, it really meant a lot. And I did, like, I tried to do similar chords to The Funeral by Band of Horses just because, you know, just kick you in the gut.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. I'm very sorry for your loss. It's a real sad thing to have happen. But let's listen to the song, the beautiful thing you made out of the sad situation. So is it OH29 or O29?
OH29. Yeah, it's just his initials.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So this is OH29 by Hoodie Browns.
As the world was sleeping, not a soul to be found. We rushed as we smiled from my own cloud. You held me close so my fear of falling never hit the ground. Still hard to believe you're not around. 26 on 29th, honey, we've run out of time. 26 on 29th, honey, we've run out of time. You told me to run after my love, but I still held my hand when I was scared. Needles, highs, emotions. Fights, but fears are not all that we shared. A night of answered questions and love for others is all I have of you now. 'Cause the tidal waves rose on your face, took you till you to see anybody cry, so for now I'll let you in. I really swear when I see you next, I'll kick you in the shins. I fucking swear when I see you next, I'll kick you in the
That was OH29 by Hoodie Browns, and we're back on Feeling Sounds, and I'm Sarah, and I have Hoodie Browns with me right now.
Hey, what's up?
So we are almost out of time today, and I guess before we go, I want to give you a chance to shout out your music to all the listeners so they can go listen to more stuff online, since we don't have time to play all of the good songs that you sent me.
Yeah, for sure. The playlist right now that we're listening to is on SoundCloud. I think it's called Sally's Spouse. Yeah, just because my guitarist called Sally, and that's my wife.
That's cute. I love that.
That is the whole gist of that. But yeah, on SoundCloud, Instagram, all of that, it's Hoodie Browns at Hoodie Browns. On Spotify, Apple Music, like it's obviously two words, Hoodie Browns. But yeah, I'm working on a couple releases on Spotify. I think I put stuff out, but it's still processing. So in the next few days, you should have more to listen to.
Oh, exciting. I will definitely be listening to those.
Oh my gosh, thank you. Yeah, just follow me on Instagram. I'll include you on my adventures. I'm usually just in my home though. So
awesome. Also, before we go, do you want to briefly explain what Hoodie Browns means as an artist name? Because you told me before, but I forgot that we weren't on air when we talked about that.
True. Well, I used to work at this law firm, and they had an acronym for initials, and my was HBA, and me and ASAP Rocky fan was Hood by Air. Oh my god, that's so funny. And then when I was just thinking about what kind of artist name I wanted, I was like, okay, well, Hoodie works as the H, and I was like, well, what's the B? And I was like, well, there's already Hoodie Allen out there, so I can't have the A there. I was like, okay, B. And I was like, and then I also have this Browns hoodie that I have on right now.
Yeah,
and I was
it's very cute.
Thank you. And I was like, and it kind of is a Biggie Smalls, Hoodie Browns. And then it's, literally the opposite. Brown. I have this Browns hoodie. And then I was like, okay, let's flip it on its head. So, yeah, just a lot of things just kind of led to that same kind of vibe. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I like that. Awesome. Okay, so I guess we're going to close it out with I almost texted my ex, but I didn't, and I am quite proud. And we have just a little bit of time, so can you briefly introduce that one?
Yeah, real briefly. I almost texted my ex because I was just thinking about her and I was feeling lonely. And then I was like, no, don't you do it. And so I wrote this instead. And then on the first day of Mercury retrograde, I dropped my phone, lost my wallet, and I ran into her.
Oh, no.
And she texted me the other day. So that's actually really funny to me.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, that's this one.
Okay, wow. All right. And so we're going to play this song, and that'll be the end of today's episode of Feeling Sound. So thank you so much for being on the show today. It was lovely to have you.
Thank you. It's a great time being here.
Yes, awesome. And for those of you listening, I'm Sarah. This is Feeling Sounds on CITR 101.9. And I will talk to you next Tuesday at 10 a.m. And this is I Almost Texted My Ex, But I Didn't, And I Am Quite Proud by Hoodie Browns. Goodbye.
I literally just want for it not to be this bad, you know? Fuck. Bitch. Almost called you up yesterday, but the stars didn't align, and I'll probably be fine in a couple days. I'm dazed and confused 'cause you make me